All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into something truly delicious. Bengali wedding feasts.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
We're going to be looking at a real menu, right from a Kolkata caterer, New Bhojan, to see what makes these feasts so special.
Yeah, you see, in Bengali culture, food at weddings, it's not just about eating. It's like deeply intertwined with tradition and celebration, and this menu really reflects that.
So looking at this menu, first off, we've got pre-meal refreshments.
Yeah,
right.
Which is interesting. It's like they're already thinking about the guests who've traveled to be there, making sure everyone's comfortable and refreshed.
Yeah, and notice how they offer both traditional and modern drinks. Like there's ampana, that mango drink, and lassi, that's always popular. But then they've also got masala chai.
Right.
Alongside Turkish sand coffee, which is a bit more, you know, trendy.
Yeah.
And they even mention a possible soup station.
Oh, interesting.
So right from the start, they're catering to a range of preferences.
Okay, so we've got the welcome drinks. Now let's move on to what I'm really excited about. The starters.
Okay, get ready for an amazing spread. It's a mix of street food favorites and some more, well, you could say upscale options.
Okay, lay it on me. What are we talking about?
So they've got fuchka.
Fuchka, what is that?
Those are those crispy little semolina shells. You know, they're filled with like spiced potatoes and tangy tamarind water.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
It's like a burst of flavor in every bite.
Yeah.
Then there's paprika. It's this amazing medley of textures and tastes.
Okay.
You get sweet, salty, tangy all at once.
Sounds delicious. What else have we got?
Well, there's a whole tandoor section. Kebabs and tikkas all cooked over charcoal.
Nice.
Gives it that smoky flavor, you know. And they're using paneer, chicken, mutton, even fish.
I'm seeing here they have something called Gandharaj fish tikka.
Oh, yeah.
What is Gandharaj?
It's a type of citrus fruit. Very fragrant. You don't find it everywhere. Kind of unique to the region. So using it in the fish tikka, it adds this like aromatic, almost floral note. It's a really classic Bengali touch.
So interesting how they're showcasing those traditional flavors.
Right.
And offering, you know, a good variety. What about those who prefer something a little lighter for their starter?
Oh, they've got that covered, too. They have pakoras, you know, the fried ones.
Yeah.
Chicken lollipops. And then some crispy vegetarian options as well.
So it seems like New Bhojan is really going all out, trying to please every palate.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, let's move on to the main course. What are we looking at here?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
First up, you've got a beautiful array of breads and rice.
Okay.
So they've got baby naan, the buttery luchi, and rada balavi, which is like a flaky fried bread.
Mm-hmm.
And alongside that, they've got fragrant basmati rice, vegetable pulao, and of course, biryani.
Okay. Biryani at a Bengali wedding. Is that a common thing?
You know, biryani might be more traditionally associated with Mughlai cuisine, but it's become so popular all over India.
Yeah. That it's often included in Bengali weddings.
Yeah.
This is a nod to its like celebratory nature.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So tons of bread and rice. What else is gracing this main course spread?
Well, you've got a mix of vegetarian and non-vegetarian options. There's dal makhani, chana masala, stuffed aloodum.
Okay.
But what's really interesting is the emphasis on fish and seafood.
I was just going to say the fish section of this menu is huge.
Yeah.
Is this typical of a Bengali wedding menu?
Absolutely. Fish is a big part of Bengali culture, and especially when it comes to weddings. It's not just about taste, it's symbolic. Fish represents prosperity, fertility, good luck, you know, all those things that are really auspicious for a newly married couple.
So it's more than just a delicious dish.
Yeah.
It's like a good omen woven into the meal. That's so fascinating. So what are some of the standout fish dishes they've included?
Okay, so there's shorsh alish. That's hilsa fish cooked in a mustard gravy.
Okay.
It's a classic Bengali dish known for its rich flavor and delicate texture. Mm-hmm.
Then there's beki masher paturi.
Now, I've heard of this one.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so unique.
It really is. It's where they marinate beki fish in a mustard coconut paste.
Okay.
Wrap it in a banana leaf and steam it.
Oh, wow.
So the banana leaf gives it this like earthy aroma.
Yeah.
And the steaming keeps the fish so moist and flavorful.
Makes sense.
And then they've got dab chingri, that's prawns, cooked inside a tender coconut.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. The sweetness of the coconut kind of infuses the prawns, creates this like sweet and savory explosion.
Okay, wow. We've covered the amazing world of fish on this menu. What about the people who prefer chicken or mutton?
They've got plenty of choices there, too. There's chicken rasala,
which
is a creamy cashew-based gravy. It's got a hint of sweetness and spice.
Okay.
And then mutton kosha, that's a slow cooked mutton curry
Yeah.
where the meat's just falling off the bone.
Oh, delicious. So meat lovers are covered, but what about the vegetarians? What kind of options do they have on this menu?
Don't worry, Bengali cuisine is known for its amazing vegetarian fare, and this menu is a great example of that.
All right, I'm excited to hear about it. Let's dive into those vegetarian delights. What are some of the must-try dishes?
Okay, well, they've got allo pesto, that's a classic potato dish with poppy seed paste. It's really simple, but so flavorful.
Yeah.
Then there's dokar dalna,
Okay.
which is lentil cakes cooked in a spicy gravy. And chana dalna, it's a rich and creamy curry made with chana dal that's split chickpeas.
Okay, so they've got this nice balance of traditional and, some more modern dishes. They've got options for meat eaters and vegetarians. And that real emphasis on the importance of fish in Bengali cuisine, I'm getting a sense of just how special these wedding feasts really are.
Definitely. And we haven't even gotten to the dessert course yet. That's where things get really exciting.
Okay, I cannot wait. We're going to save all the sweet stuff for part two of our deep dive.
You know, it's funny, the savory dishes, it's like they set the stage for the grand finale of a Bengali wedding feast, the mishti,
The mishti.
sweets.
Yes, the sweets. We've talked about, how food is so intertwined with tradition and symbolism in Bengali culture. But I'm guessing the sweets take that to a whole new level, right?
Absolutely. For Bengali weddings, mishti, it's not just dessert. It's like a crucial part of the celebration, representing joy, auspiciousness,
Yeah.
like the sweetness of this new union, you know?
So we're not just talking about, satisfying a sweet tooth here. This is a big
Oh,
deal.
yeah.
So what are some of the key players on this mishti menu? What are we going to see?
Well, you can't have a Bengali wedding feast without the iconic rosogala.
Okay.
You know, those spongy, melt-in-your-mouth cheese balls soaked in that light sugar syrup. It's like a testament to Bengali culinary
I've
expertise.
definitely heard of rosogola. They're kind of a symbol of Bengal itself, right?
They really are. And then there's sandesh,
Oh, yeah.
another classic. Basically, fresh, unripened cheese. They call it chana.
Okay.
It's kneaded, flavored, molded into these intricate shapes and designs.
So it's not just a sweet, it's like edible art. What
Exactly.
kind of flavors and designs would we be seeing on like a wedding menu?
Oh, so many possibilities. There's traditional flavors like cardamom, saffron, rose water. Often they'll combine that with dried fruits and nuts.
Okay.
And the designs, I mean, you might see sandesh shaped like flowers, fish, even tiny little deities.
Wow.
It's truly a feast for the eyes as well as the palate.
I'm starting to understand why you said the artistry of Bengali cuisine comes alive in the mishti.
Yeah, and then we can't forget about mishti doy.
Mishti doy.
That's the sweetened yogurt. It's tangy, creamy, perfectly balances out the richness of the other sweets.
Okay, so we've got this classic trio, the rosogola, sandesh, and
Yeah.
the mishti doy. But it looks like Nubajan's gone above and beyond with their dessert selection here.
Oh yeah, they really have. They've included, you know, some other tempting baked sweets like jalebi,
Jalebi, okay.
those bright orange, crispy spirals of batter soaked in sugar syrup. And then there's malpua, which are kind of like fluffy little pancakes dipped in that sugar syrup and often garnished with nuts.
Oh, wow. So we're getting pretty decadent now.
We are. And then they've even got baked mihidana. Those are tiny sweet bundi pearls that are baked until they're caramelized. It really shows their dedication to offering like a real variety of textures and flavors.
So they've got the traditional Bengali sweets covered, but I'm seeing they've also added some popular, non-Bengali desserts.
Yeah. Like gajar ka halwa, that rich, creamy carrot pudding, and kulfi, that dense frozen dessert, often flavored with like cardamom and pistachio. It's a nice touch, you know, acknowledging that weddings, they bring together people from so many different backgrounds and culinary preferences.
It's like they're saying, come experience the best of Bengali sweets, but we also want to make sure there's something here for everyone to enjoy.
Exactly. It really shows their commitment to providing this comprehensive and inclusive culinary experience.
As we're going through this menu, I'm really struck by the sheer thoughtfulness and attention to detail.
Yeah.
It's not just like throwing together a bunch of dishes, they're creating an experience. It's about tradition, culture, a real genuine desire to just delight every guest.
You're absolutely right. This menu, it's more than just a list of dishes, it's telling a story. A story about Bengali cuisine, its history, its symbolism, and its ability to like bring people together.
Wow, that's a great way to put it. So
Yeah.
we've covered the pre-meal refreshments, that vibrant starter spread, the incredible, diverse, and really symbolic main course. And now this truly artful and celebratory world of mishti. I feel like we've gone so deep, not just into a menu, but into the heart of Bengali wedding culture.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head. This is so much more than just food. It's tradition, it's community, it's celebrating new beginnings.
It really is. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to go back to something you said earlier. You mentioned how, like, the savory dishes, they set the stage for that grand finale of the mishti.
Yeah. It's something that I find really interesting about Bengali wedding feasts.
Could you talk about that a little more? Like, what is it about that progression going from savory to sweet that feels so unique?
Well, it's more than just like a culinary journey. It's a symbolic one. Mm-hmm. You know, the savory dishes represent the richness and complexity of life, the ups and downs, the spices and flavors that make up our experiences. And then the mishti arrives. It's like the sweetness, the joy, the celebration of love and new beginnings. It's like saying, yes, life has its challenges, but it's also filled with these moments of pure bliss. And those are worth savoring.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I think it speaks to the overall intention behind a Bengali wedding feast. Mm-hmm. It's about celebrating life in all its fullness, acknowledging the savory and embracing the sweet.
Exactly. It's a reminder that life is meant to be experienced with all our senses, and a wedding is the perfect time to do just that.
I couldn't agree more. All right, as we wrap up part two of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a question. What has stood out to you the most about this menu so far? What has surprised you, intrigued you, or maybe even sparked a craving?
Oh, that's a good one. For me, I think it's the sheer variety, the way they've seamlessly blended traditional Bengali dishes with some more, you know, modern and even non-Bengali influences. It's like a testament to the evolving nature of Bengali cuisine while still staying true to its roots.
Yeah, it's like they're honoring the past while also looking towards the future. And I think that's a beautiful reflection of what a wedding represents as well.
Absolutely. It's about carrying those traditions forward while embracing new beginnings.
Okay, well, on that note, I think it's time for us to move on to part three of our deep dive, where we'll be, you know, wrapping up our exploration of this incredible Bengali wedding menu from New Bojan. As we've been going through this menu from New Bojan, one thing that's really stood out to me is that balance they've struck.
Oh, yeah. It's like tradition and innovation, you know, catering to all those different tastes, but never losing sight of what makes Bengali food so special.
I totally agree. They've taken like the heart of a traditional Bengali wedding feast and just made it even better.
Yeah.
You know, adding their own personal touch without losing those core values.
Mm-hmm.
The hospitality, the generosity, the celebration, all of it.
And one place where I really saw that balance was in the vegetarian dishes.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how important vegetarian food is in Bengali culture.
Right.
And this menu, it shows that beautifully. It's not just an afterthought. It's like a carefully chosen selection of dishes that are just as good as the non-vegetarian options.
Absolutely. They're not just there to tick a box, you know. It's a celebration of how diverse and inventive Bengali vegetarian cooking can be.
Yeah.
All those seasonal veggies, lentils, incredible spices, it's all there.
So they're saying whether you eat meat or not, you're going to be happy and impressed with what we bring to the table. Exactly. And I think that says a lot about how they approach catering. It's not just about the food. It's about creating an experience, you know, that goes beyond what you prefer to eat and brings people together through those shared flavors and traditions.
Before we wrap up this whole deep dive, I want to leave everyone listening with a question.
Okay, I like it.
If you were designing a Bengali wedding menu, what one dish would you have to include and why? Think about what dish for you really captures the essence of a Bengali wedding feast.
That's a tough one. There are so many great options, but I think for me, it would have to be the koshamang show.
The koshamang show, okay.
Yeah, that slow-cooked mutton curry, those deep flavors, the melt-in-your-mouth texture. It just speaks to what Bengali cuisine is all about. You know, it's a dish that shows patience, tradition, the way they layer those flavors. It's just, it's so Bengali.
And it's a dish that, you know, makes people want to gather to share, to really enjoy that moment. And isn't that what a wedding feast is all about?
It is. Celebrating life, love, the coming together of two families. And what better way to do that than with a dish that represents all those things?
So as we come to the end of our deep dive, I want to thank you all for joining us on this journey. We explored this fantastic menu from New Bojan. It's given us a peek into what makes Bengali wedding feasts so special. We've talked about the traditions, the symbolism, the artistry, but most importantly, we've been reminded that food, especially at an event like a wedding, it's about so much more than just filling your stomach. It's about connection, it's about community, It's about creating memories that will last a lifetime.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Hopefully, this deep dive has inspired some of you to explore Bengali cuisine even more. It really is a culinary treasure.
Until next time, happy feasting, everyone.